want to share with you an incredible, at least in my mind, an incredible piece of Yerushalmi, which touches upon psukim which are enigmatic at the beginning of our parsha, including a pasuk in the Aliyah today of Shlishi. After the Moshe and Aharon have been convinced, specifically Moshe has been convinced to finally go against all of his objections to Paro, the Torah says very enigmatically, "Vayas Moshe v'Aaron ka'asher tziva Hashem otam ken asu." And Moshe and Aharon did as God had commanded them, so they did. You know, very biblical type of thing. You know, as He commanded, so they. You know, fine, but it doesn't say what they did. Because the makot are going to be going on starting in the next aliyah. So you could look at it as the Ibn Ezra does, for example, and say that this is sort of an introductory type of pasuk, to let you know that what that Kain Asu they did, but what they will do, they followed whatever God said as an introduction to the coming prakim, really, of all of the Esr makot. I think, though, I would like to perhaps suggest that this pasuk is not connected to what will be, what has already happened. And that links us to another enigmatic pasuk. And that was back in Rishon. Similarly, the Torah said, "Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon." God spoke to Moshe and Aharon, "Vaytzavem el bnei Yisrael ve'el Paro melech Mitzrayim lahotzi et bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." And He commanded them to bnei Yisrael and to Paro to take bnei Yisrael out of the land of Egypt. Again, the Torah doesn't exactly say what this tzivui to bnei Yisrael is. Doesn't tell us at all, never tells us what the tzivui to Bnei Yisrael. And as you might expect, this is a pasuk which is ripe for midrashic expansion. I'm going to just take one of those midrashim, which, as I said, is, to my mind at least, truly incredible. The Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, the sugya of the question of the Yovel, Katem, the Tkiyav, the Shofrot. So the Yerushalmi says the following: Amar Rabbi Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchak, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron, Vaytzavem el Bnei Yisrael. That Moshe and Aaron were commanded to Bnei Yisrael. Al Matzivam. What were Moshe? What did they command Bnei Yisrael? Al Parshat Shiluach Avadim, with regard to the command to free the Jewish slave at the time of the Yovel. The Amar of Hila, Lo ne'enshu Yisrael ela al parshat Shiluach Avadim, because Rav Hila says Bnei Yisrael were only punished because of this idea of freeing the slave and not for meaning that they didn't fulfill it. Hadahu d'chtiv, how do I know this is true? Based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and I'll read more than the pasuk that he quotes. The pasukim in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Dalet. Ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Anochi karati vrit et avoteichem biyom hotzii otam me'eretz Mitzrayim mibeit avadim leimor. This is what God said. I made a covenant with Bnei Yisrael when I took them out of Egypt, saying, "Miket sheva shanim tishlachu ish et achiv ha'ivri asheim acher lecha va'avadcha shei shanim v'shilachto chafshim me'imach." Every 7 years, free the Jewish slave. Don't even just wait till the Yovel. Do it every 6 years. And this is one of the sources in terms of knowing that the Eved Ivri always goes through free after 6 years, no matter what the circumstances of his enslavement are. V'lo shamu avotechem elai, v'lo hitu etozna. But your forefathers, not that you did it. Yirmiyahu is only talking to the generation of the Churban. He's saying your forefathers did not listen to this. And Chazal, or this particular Deya in the Yerushalmi, is saying it doesn't even mean your fathers one generation back, two generations back, three generations back. But rather, this was the tzivui of Moshe. Biyom kared hotzi'i otam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Of all the things, when you think about what Yirmiyahu was saying, there are 613 mitzvot that we were given at Sinai when we left Egypt. Why pick this one particular mitzvah? The Yerushalmi says, no, this was the prototypical mitzvah. This was the mitzvah that was told to Bnei Yisrael before Moshe had even lifted his staff and struck the Nile to turn it into blood. This was the mitzvah to free your slaves. You wonder, what do you mean? If you have to pick any mitzvah, what is going on here? What is the Yerushalmi trying to get at by saying that this pasuk, Vayitzaven el Bnei Yisrael, which the Torah doesn't tell us exactly what he commanded, to say that this connects to Yirmiyahu? How? What is the idea? And I think what the Yerushalmi is saying is something incredibly fundamental. Now, Elie Wiesel, Zichrono Livracha, once commented that it's actually said that in all of his experiences during the Shoah, so he came across kapos, came across the those Jews in the camps who were in charge of other Jews, and at times were incredibly cruel to other prisoners. And he said he came across kapos from every walk of life. Every walk of life. Whether it was, you know, doctors, lawyers, accountants, didn't matter. You found people of those professions who had decided to become kapos. He said, with one exception. He never met a kapo who had been a rav before the Shoah. In any situation, the Jews in Egypt have the possibility. There's always someone who is in a worse place than you. And you have the ability to take advantage of that person. Even the Jews in Egypt had their own slaves. Even in the Shoah, there are those people who can take advantage of people who are even in worse place than they are. And what the Yerushalmi is saying is that in whatever circumstance you find yourself, and especially, Baruch Hashem, when you find yourself in blessed circumstances, that you don't take advantage of other individuals. The prototypical mitzvah that everything else is based on, the basic moral platform that every single act of the Torah is based on, is this understanding that you and I are equal, and that you and I have responsibilities, and you and I have responsibilities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to our, each and every one of every other person, and that we cannot take advantage of each other. And if you don't understand that, the Yerushalmi is saying, then that you don't understand the Brit Asher Karati Brit Avotechem Biyom Hotziotam Me'eretz Mitzrayim. If you don't understand it, if you don't understand that the Torah doesn't even have to say Vayitzaveim El Bnei Yisrael what it is, because it's so fundamental, it has to be understood innately. If you don't understand it, then everything else that we do is very tenuously perched at best. Vayitzaveim el Bnei Yisrael. Ask yourselves, gentlemen. Think about it. None of us, I think, have slaves. I would hope. But every one of us, in some aspect of our lives, takes advantage of someone else. Sometimes knowingly, sometimes not knowingly. But we do. Ask yourself, are we really fulfilling this basic tzivui that everything else that we do is based upon? Have a wonderful day.